From WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio, this is the Chancellor's Report, featuring Mark Mone, Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Here's your host, Dave Edwards.
Today on the Chancellor's Report, something a little bit different. First of all, we welcome back the Chancellor of UWM, Mark Mone. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Dave.
And you have brought two wonderful friends with you. Julia Taylor is president of the Greater Milwaukee Committee, which helps boost the cultural and economic base of our community. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Dave.
And Sheldon Lubar, founder and chairman of Lubar & Company, but whose resume includes everything from corporate directorships he holds to a former member of the UW Board of Regents to his current role as co-chair of UWM's $200 million fundraising campaign. Good to have you on the program, Shel.
Thank you, Dave. Great to be here.
So two summers ago, UWM announced that you, Shell, and your wife, Marianne Lubar, would be donating $10 million to UWM to establish the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center to accelerate entrepreneurism and innovation at UWM throughout our state. Why was that so important to you?
Well, I think that the dynamics of any economy is set by the small businesses in the area, and all businesses start out small, and most of the employment in our country is with small companies, and the idea of an entrepreneurship center where students or just citizens can learn how to start a business and learn how to build that business is really essential. All businesses start out small. I mean, from General Motors to, you know, a popcorn stand on the corner of Wisconsin and Water, they all start out small and they grow. And the limit is what is the capability of management to steer the company and to build the company or not build the company to determine that this business is going to pay for my lifestyle as the owner and the CEO, so to speak. Or you can say, I want to be a giant and start a business and then with the earnings from it, buy another business, and then from the earnings of that,
the American dream,
merge with something else. Yeah. I mean, there's no limits.
But why invest at UWM in that sense? I mean, is it important to you to make sure that students get engaged at a young age? Was that part of it?
Absolutely. This is really aimed at students. It's aimed at not just the students in the business school, or the students in the School of Engineering. It's aimed at students in the nursing school, in the fine arts, in the music area. Anyone can have a business. And one of my grandchildren is in New York, and he started a business that is going along quite nicely. And that business is recording today's music producers. Mm. So there can be all kinds of businesses and there's no limit. Mark was talking earlier. We were at a luncheon today and the speaker was the former administrator of the Small Business Administration. And she talked about just about what we're talking about now, about the productivity of an economy is determined by the number of the amount of entrepreneurships and the number of small businesses that are started up.
So, Julia Taylor, now your organization, of course, has been involved in bringing businesses and making sure that businesses nurture and are healthy here in the community. Milwaukee has this incredible tradition of its deep manufacturing base. When you think about the investment that the Lubars have made or UWM's contribution to this, how does this fit into what the GMC is trying to establish?
Well, I would say it's all very integrated.
I'm very excited about the new Center for Entrepreneurship that Shell and his family so generously helped establish through UWM, because what's really put Milwaukee on the map over the last century has been our industrial nature, but also the fact that we've been very innovative and entrepreneurial all the way through. And today, when you talk to our employers, there's a huge demand for several things. Part is moving more into the digital economy. There's a real need. I don't care whether you make widgets or you're in the financial industry, that focus on the digital economy is key. But beyond that, they want to also want people who are innovative and entrepreneurial, can work as a team, be fast on their feet, and adjust to a changing world. So we've had a very rich history in manufacturing, and now we're moving into a new sector of the Internet of Things. And so how we look at the high tech and the innovative skilled workers that we're going to need to really grow in the future is critical. And I really feel like the new Center for Entrepreneurship and what the School of Business has been doing and what UWM's been doing generally with student startups and the focus is going to be very, very important for our future.
Chancellor Mone, how does this change UWM or what students have an opportunity to be involved in?
Well, this remarkably generous gift is, as we see it, a gift not just for the university and our students, but it really is a gift to the city, state, and larger region. Because as I think you've heard very clearly from both Julia and Shell, this is meant to be transformational. This will be something that imprints on UW-Milwaukee students and the larger region, an incredible opportunity around innovation and entrepreneurship. This center is going to house also our visitors and welcome center. So it's basically a very powerful signal and statement that this is what UW-Milwaukee is about. We really want to serve the region be that catalyst to really help with putting, as you know, Dave, we have 26,000 students. We graduate about 5,300 to 5,400 a year. And over the last 5 years, we've put almost 30,000 graduates, 90% of whom stay right in this region. And if you go down the street and you look at everything from a fixation bicycle company to a Purple Door and Indulgence Chocolate, and you start with those small businesses, those are all UWM students that have gone on to do some pretty neat things. But then at the other extreme, you look at companies that have been led by UWM students who've gone on to be CEOs, the Northwestern Mutuals, the Harley-Davidsons, Rockwells. Those are students who are innovative and thinking ahead. And so this really reinforces in a powerful way that type of messaging.
Is this pretty unique for a university like UWM to be doing something like this? As you talk to your peers around the country, is this going to be powerful in terms of its ability to recruit people?
This is both powerful and leading edge, the way we're doing it, but it is something, and both Julia and Shell have been with us as we've gone around the country to look at best practices. We've gone everywhere from Massachusetts to Missouri, Kansas, California, Indiana, number of different locations that we've been looking at in terms of some of the leading universities to look at begging, borrowing, stealing the best ideas to really incorporate leading edge entrepreneurship and innovation curriculum. We'll talk a little bit later, I imagine, about some of the specifics in that area. We're not waiting for the building to be built, which actually breaks ground here in about 3 months. We're moving ahead. And the one thing that is unique is we are not just housing this in the business or engineering area. It is, as Shell said earlier, it is pervasive throughout. Mm-hmm. So every single student can come forward. And, you know, I had a student recently at a graduation event talking about, I knew I would get a degree in education. I didn't also know I'd have a business plan and I'd have a business started when I graduated from UWM. This is an education student.
Well, I'm going to come back to some of the specifics that you're already working on. But, Shell, you said in your first response to my question that this isn't just about business. Now, you know, your family's name is on the business school at UWM because of your generous support of that. But it seems to me that what you're saying here is that it's almost like if this is just a business school phenomena, it's not enough.
That's right. And I think that's what Mark was referring to, that there are all sorts of skills that go into making a business successful. At the end of the day, it's the management that makes a business successful. And that management has a sense of what the products ought to be, what their customers would be looking for, how to market it, and so forth and so on. But it's not just about money. It's not just about how much money can I earn. I think people who are real entrepreneurs love what they're doing. And to some extent, I've always felt that what you need is what you would call enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, money should not be an object. Money in itself should not be an object. I mean, it's the measurement of how trades are done and how you purchase things and pay for things. But I think the real gratification for entrepreneurs is the satisfaction of creating an enterprise that employs people and offers services or products that they're proud of and they're proud to have their name associated with it.
Mm-hmm. Julia Taylor, when I read newspapers from all around the country, it seems like every community is talking about how we're going to capitalize on innovation, how we want to be the hub of creating new industry. And I mean, so Milwaukee has, of course, faced its own challenges. I mean, we've had the Foxconn discussion about do we have enough people to supply Foxconn with skilled workers. When you think about sort of this new culture of entrepreneurship that this investment is making, is that going to change what Milwaukee is able to do in terms of attracting new people to the community?
I believe it will. I mean, it certainly happened in other areas of the country. And I think it will also just – it will change the people who are here now as well as the talent that may someday call Milwaukee home. You know, if you look at Stanford, which has certainly been an economic driver in California and the Silicon Valley, I mean, one of the things they did early on was start to require all students, including medical students, to take a course in entrepreneurship. Hmm. And you think about the mindset that exists there around innovation, entrepreneurship. I mean, we have those seeds already within our community. But the ability to help them grow is what's going to come out of the Lubar Center for Entrepreneurship and UWM's commitment to innovation and the startup economy. One program that we've been working on for a long time with UWM has been Scale Up, and Shaw was instrumental in getting that off the ground. That really takes existing companies that are $1 million to $10 million in sales and basically work with them to help them grow at a significant rate. And it really isn't sometimes they do change their marketing, sometimes they change their customer mix, but what really happens is what Shell talks about with that professional management, is that they change the way that they operate, the way they think about their business, what their value is to the customer, and how to be the most innovative and productive. And I'm very proud to say that this will be an anchor program within the new center.
Mm-hmm. Mark, I mean, you've been in the business school at UWM long before you were chancellor. And my guess is that some of the very concepts that Julia was talking about were the kinds of things that you would have been discussing with your students.
Absolutely. The whole concept of scale-up is what's so critical. And we want to do the entire continuum. And that's really what scale-up enables us to do, everything from the startup and all the entrepreneurial work in terms of things that we promote through both Fresh Ideas, Student Startup Challenge, some of the programs that we've adopted, some of which we've started on our own, all the way through existing businesses, bringing them in and looking at how we can provide that right type of additional management development and looking at additional doors that can be opened around financial access, marketing skills, more human capital development. A lot of those critical skills that are going to help break through that plateau that so many small businesses find themselves in. We see this with everything from Apple Computer to you know, name the company that started in the garage. They all have to go through those growing pains. And a lot of times, if you can help that company through that plateau, that's become where the sky is truly the limit. But back to something that Shell said, really the limit that's imposed is around management development. And it's that professional management, it's that understanding that helps from the entrepreneurial, artsy, creative side through some of the more I guess you would say, well-developed management skills and practices that are going to help that firm go to scale.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted, I'm intrigued by the fact that you said you're not waiting for the walls to go up, that the groundbreaking hasn't even started. Shell, as you've been involved with UWM, not only because of this contribution that your family made, but also just in talking to students and doing all this, I mean, what kind of feedback are you hearing? What are you thinking about as you've talked to students and faculty members about where this program can go?
Well, it's been really wonderful. I mean, I've never talked to anyone that isn't enthused about it. To some extent, this effort started by the chancellor, the business dean, and myself traveling to Babson College in Boston, which has a reputation of being an international school dedicated to training and thinking about entrepreneurship. And we spent a full day there, and we went through everything. And ultimately, certain Babson professors came to Milwaukee and worked with Julia particularly to get this Scalerator going and really operating. And that was truly the proof of the pudding that this could be a dynamic shot of adrenaline for Milwaukee's economy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just have to keep pitching. The luncheon that Chancellor Mone and myself were at today, the speaker, did I mention this, was the former administrator of the SBA, and she made it really clear that in their studies, it's entrepreneurship that really gives dynamics to an economy.
Mm-hmm. So, Julia, are you looking for this next jolt for the economy, for the community? I know the GMC has been involved in so many different things. You have the Commons Initiative. You have so many different things going on in the community. How does this all fold together?
Well, you know, it's a big ecosystem out there, and I guess this is one of the other reasons why I'm pretty excited about the Lubar Center for Entrepreneurship getting going, is that it's good to have a focal point because there are many, many players out there in the entrepreneurial ecosystem, and just mapping it is an interesting process, and that's good. You want that type of healthy chaos, I would put out there. But same point, I think we also need to have an intentionality about what we're doing and a roadmap, and I think the center can definitely provide that will get us to that next jolt. You know, I always think that we see these things and we celebrate them like Menominee Valley. You know, people come from all over the country to see Menominee Valley. And I always say it's a 25-year overnight success story for Milwaukee. And we forget that these things have a time. They have a foundation that has to be built, and how well that foundation is built is how fruitful it will be in the future. And I think the time that's being spent to develop the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center is going to give us that jolt. It may feel like it's an overnight success story, but it will be something that will be built upon a foundation that we've brought a lot of energies to over the years.
Mm-hmm. So, Mark, let's talk about the jolt. Let's talk about everything that's going on now and the walls going up and where it's going to be. Give us some practicality behind this.
Yeah, it's wonderful that we have this. And, you know, the concept of a catalytic event comes to mind when you think about the gift that the Lubars gave us. That unleashed a match from the system that enables us to build a facility that will be about 24,000 square feet on the corner of Kenwood and Maryland. And while those walls are being thought of and while we've been designing and looking at this, getting a lot of input, the Lubars have been instrumental. This is going to be a building we're proud of. This is going to be remarkable as a front door to the university. We're not waiting. And, you know, we meet with the Lubars, and when I say we, I give a lot of credit to our executive director, Brian Thompson, who's just been instrumental in really helping make a lot of this happen, working with a lot of individuals, Julie and others, in this innovation entrepreneurship ecosystem. When I asked Brian recently before a meeting that we had, as we meet regularly with the Lubars, I said, Brian, we don't have the building built yet, but since we've had the Lubar gift and we received other funds in helping to promote Lubar, type entrepreneurial activity across the campus. What's the increase in activity that we've had? Is it, give me a delta, is it 30%, 40%? Brian thought about it for a moment. We talked about the number of students that are involved, the number of programs that we have, the number of activities. He said, Mark, it's about 300% over the last 2 years, 300% increase on already what we'd been doing in engineering, what we'd been doing in business, what we'd been doing in the Peck School of the Arts. These things were already in place, but we've really dramatically increased. Now, a lot of that comes back to what Julie and the Greater Milwaukee Committee have been bringing to the table in terms of the commons and scale up, many other things that we've been involved with. But this is going to be happening in this center, and we're going to have maker spaces, we're going to have classrooms, we're going to have a lot of activities for the community to come and be involved. And so we're making linkages with the BizStarts, with Chris Abley, CSA Partners, with the different types of activities that are already happening in the community in a very interactive way. And it's not all happening there. It's where we reach out and work with a lot of different participants in the community as well. So it's just really that muscle. It really gives that. And I'd add intentional collisions to what Julia talked about. That's really powerful to really build that and to have that type of force. But again, I come back to the concept of catalytic. We were doing many of these things, but the Lubar gift brought everything together and gave it a huge focus and real impetus as we go forward.
Shell, you have been, I've had the pleasure of knowing you for many years, and I know that you have not only been generous financially to the university and to the community, but you've also been very generous with your time. And I know that you have mentored a lot of people, and you have meant a lot for bringing people and maybe giving them that little extra spark to move forward. And I just kind of wonder, as you reflect on this entire project and you reflect on the need for people to have good mentors as they kind of go through this entrepreneurial project, is that part of what you want to see, that connection between students and people who have already been successful?
Oh, I definitely think I think you wrapped it up. I absolutely do, and we all need mentors. I mean, I heard a speaker this summer, and he was talking about Leonardo da Vinci, and somebody asked him a question. Well, why do you think Leonardo was such a brilliant person and so important? And he said, well, I'll tell you, geniuses are a dime a dozen, but curious geniuses are very rare. And I think if I would tell any young person or old person for that matter, be curious, ask questions. And that's what we're there for. I mean, that's what teaching is. I mean, none of us understand it to begin with. But if you talk to people, what call them mentors or whatever, advisors or just friends, and listen to them and exercise your own judgment, I mean, you can develop into somebody that can produce things that you never dreamed of.
Mm-hmm. Julie, I think there's always a fallacy that corporate leaders are too busy to pay attention to new startups and get too close to the ground on some of these ideas. But yet we hear time and time again of CEOs in this community who will come speak to a business school, who will mentor people. And my guess is that if we could instill an entrepreneurial spirit, that will take off even more.
Right. Well, and I think that's actually – I do think it's a fallacy. I think many of the CEOs are heavily engaged in efforts, particularly ones that will improve the ability to keep young people here and attract young people here. With the commons, you know, what we found is what comes out of that is not necessarily new startups, but we find that 85% of the students at the beginning of the class – say that they don't plan to stay in Wisconsin when they graduate. Mm. Some of them are not from Wisconsin to begin with, but they don't intend to stay here. At the end of the class, we will have 80% saying that they intend to stay in Wisconsin. And furthermore, they've made professional connections with corporations, that they have an idea of where they want to work. And so a lot of the programming is actually providing access and a clearer view of what corporations are doing here. They're not just making motors, they're creating, you know, the the types of motors that will operate things in the future that we can't even imagine what they do right now. I think the other piece on it is that we also have a lot of entrepreneurs here that are very generous with their times. It's not just the CEOs. It's the Jerry Genduses of the world that provide the time, people like Sheldon and David that give their time to help companies grow that make a big difference. And, you know, and I think it's in Mark's DNA as well. So I think we've got a pretty powerful team here.
Yeah. I think the first time I interviewed Mark in this program, he started talking about this concept. So I would agree. It's probably baked in. I want to wrap up because we're just a bit out of time, but I want to wrap up, ask each of you the same question. If we have this conversation in 5 years, which I hope we get a chance to do, what do you hope to see? What is your metric of success for that first 5 years, Mark?
Well, I'll tell you, today we have with Generation Z and millennials entering college, you have so many students who want to be entrepreneurs, so many students who are eager for this. I'd love to see in 5 years the large majority of UWM students that have had innovation exposure, innovation hands-on, they're leaving campus with a whole new set of skills above and beyond what their major is, that they all or a large number of them really are ready to be greater at innovation, be greater at seeing around those corners to make a bigger difference in the workplace, whether it's their own in terms of entrepreneurial startups or for the existing employers that are here today.
Julia, 5 years out, what's your metric for success?
Well, I think that people will be talking about Milwaukee as, you know, sort of the new Portland. I think they're already starting to talk about us as the new Portland. Again, I think this will be based on the seeds that have been laid 10 years before that.
Mm. Shel Lubar?
Well, I'll tell you, I think, stop me, Mark, if I'm wrong, but I think like 95% of the students at UWM come from Wisconsin. And I think at least that percentage stay in Wisconsin. And if that happens, that's going to be very gratifying. But something else, as I write my memoirs, I tried to figure out, you know, what was I thinking about? And I finally decided my ambition was to be independent. I mean, I didn't like telling people me what to do. And I wanted to be creative, and I didn't have any good ideas. And I started working right here where I'm sitting now at a bank. And I developed something that I think has stood me in good stead, and that was to be independent, to try to develop a business and make that business something that would carry me through life. And if I see that happening here in Milwaukee, with the UWM, which Mark knows I call the People's University because we, you know, there's nothing fancy here. It's just good, solid blocking and tackling. If I see that happening, it will be a joy.
Yeah. Well, thank you to all three of you for coming in and sharing this with our audience. A lot of very interesting things going on here. Mark, this is actually your program. Any final thoughts?
Well, I just am so appreciative of Julia and Shel being able to join us today. And Dave, thank you for your navigating us through some really, I think, important topics for the future of Milwaukee.
Mark Money, Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He joins us every month. Julia Taylor from the Greater Milwaukee Committee. Always good to have you on the radio station. And Shel Lubar, always great to talk to you. And thank you for your many contributions to this community.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Edwards. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Chancellor's Report featuring Mark Money, Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. If you would like more information, go to uwm.edu/chancellor.